This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As I said a minute ago, companies are scrambling to figure out how to stay up and running if and when people can't come to the office anymore. I know we are. And that means working remotely is having a moment. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the challenges and the potential here.
New York real estate firm Squarefoot has started making emergency plans.
We just wanted to be prepared should the alarm bell really go off.
Head of HR Eugenie Fanning says she's asked employees to hold off booking business trips, to stay home for 2 weeks if they've traveled through affected areas, and to make sure they take home their laptops at the end of each day.
A lot of what we do can be done online.
JP Morgan has announced similar plans, while Nike temporarily shut its Oregon headquarters for cleaning over the weekend and asked employees with links to a COVID-19 case at a nearby school to stay home. Remote work has increased dramatically over the decades, says Sarah Sutton, the head of job listing site FlexJobs. But fully remote work still makes up only about 5% of full-time jobs in the U.S.
A lot of organizations are doing remote work right now in a very ad hoc manner. They don't have a formal plan in place.
That leaves many remote workers feeling isolated and unsupported. Callie Williams-Yost, a business strategist who helps companies implement flexible work arrangements, says COVID-19 could be a turning point.
I think this is an opportunity to become more intentional and strategic about making flexibility in the way work is done part of the cultural DNA.
Remote work allows companies to pull from a broader talent pool, lower real estate costs, and boost employee productivity, but does require additional training to make sure employees effectively communicate. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.